For real, it's the mixtape you heard with the homie, you know, D1, and some of y'all kind of heard the story, you know, and I'm just setting it straight, you dig? Like, I've been knowing the dude for a long time, and we met, you know, in, where was it, AutoZone, and I was, you know, getting some spark plugs for my Cutlass, you know, and dude was in there shoplifting. That's the part that he didn't tell y'all when he said, you know, he was trying to give me his tape or whatever. I was really trying to save his life. That's the part that he didn't tell y'all, you feel me? But we linked up later on. I called him. First, let me tell y'all how I got the number. I actually called his grandmother and told her I called him stealing in the store. You know what I'm saying? And she need to do something about him. And when he changed his little dirty, wicked ways, I would work with him. So that's what happened, you dig? And once dude got straight, you know, once he got out of, you know, the little boy's home, once he did his little prison time, came back, you know, because he hard. He is a gangster, you know what I'm saying? D1. D1, like, the name came from, like, a cell block, like D1. D1 cell block, just in case you didn't know. Like, that's where his name came from, you dig? The boy's gangster. But to get back to the story that I was telling you, once dude came home from prison, like, he hooked up with me, you dig? And I met him at a gospel retreat, and he told me some of his songs, you know, and I, you know, he had this song called Heal the World, you know, and I kind of liked it, and I put a beat to it. You know, and it was something like, heal the world for all the boys and girls. I remember the song, like, you know. And after we did that, you know, we collaborated and we got together. And the rest is history.